Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The current drug epidemic of fentanyl in Montana being mixed with other substances has been compared to the fourth wave of a tsunami. According to the Millennium Health Signal report, just shy of 75% of drug testing for methamphetamine indicates a mixture of fentanyl. Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Seeley Lake has announced its closure. But Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer has an idea to keep it alive as a cooperative.
We own a couple hundred million dollars worth of value-added ag businesses. And that's what Pyramid Lumber is. It's adding value to timber, which is an agricultural resource. And so it really kind of fits into our purview already. So we're looking into it, and we'll start having meetings in the Seeley Lake area so that interested parties could get together and listen and brainstorm on how we can move forward.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Legal experts, historians, and professors from around the country will join Crow tribal leaders and community members at Little Bighorn College this week for a symposium on land loss. Speakers will discuss the present-day consequences of past treaties, agreements, and small-scale land grabs where out of economic necessity, Crows sold land to settlers. Water leakage from old pipes and water mains in Missoula is about 8,200 gallons a minute, down from 10,000 2 years ago. This year, the city has put about $47 million into the water system that Missoula purchased from Mountain Water for $100 million in June 2022. It was rebranded as Missoula Water. Billings TrailNet has been awarded a $100,000 grant to start building the Stagecoach Trail along Zimmerman Trail to connect the trails atop the rims and in the heights to the valley. It will provide a safe path for non-motorized travelers to travel up and down the rim rocks. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.